Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I don't know. I mean, it's not necessarily something that I look specifically for, but maybe the rules are easier to bend in the science fiction genre. Maybe, you know, because we are not tied down to a specific time and place or necessarily things that we can relate to day to day, it allows for greater possibilities, whether that's, you know, in a relationship between not necessarily two of the same species or even something that's really alive or what does that even mean? It allows for us, I think, in a way, once we kind of are sort of liberated by the social norm, we can explore themes and relationships that are much more delicious in some ways, you know.
And it's not just the themes that are unusual and delicious. You also shot the movie in some unusual and delicious ways. Most of your characters' interactions with humans are actually shot with non-actors. You're driving around Scotland asking real people for directions, in some cases giving them rides. Did any of them recognize you, and what was that like?
I've never been a person that's been like a jokester, prankster. I don't like any of that like candid camera stuff. I mean, for me, it gives me incredible anxiety just to give up control. And I think once I realized that I couldn't control the situation, I realized the benefit of taking the risk was much greater than, you know, whatever the failure of that risk could be. And it resulted in a lot of really, really fascinating encounters with people. And it's amazing how trusting people really are and open to share all kinds of details about where they're going, where they came from, who they're married to, what their expectations are. I mean, people want to connect, I think, with one another.
What about this movie attracted you? Was it the script? Was it the director? Had you read the book or what?
I originally became involved with this project several years ago. The script was much more of a, what I would imagine a science fiction kind of type of film would be. You know, it was a two-hander, you know, female character, male character, both aliens of the same kind of species. And they were sort of trying to submerge themselves in this small village, and it was a much more, and the townsfolk were kind of a part of the story, or are they going to be found out, etc., and it was much more of a contained kind of idea. And, you know, when I met with Jonathan Glazer at that time, the director of Under the Skin, he almost seemed like he was trying to convince himself that this was a story that he could tell, or try to figure out what his angle was going to be given those guidelines of that script. And, you know, it was only a matter of time before that was all sort of canned. And he sort of, I think he felt liberated by being able to follow this kind of alien perspective. And so the project could be much more sort of transient and, you know, kind of epic in a way.
Now, this character you play, the one that Glazer decided to center the whole film around, has been described as an alien, sex predator, serial killer. How would you describe her?
You know, the things that are happening in the character's mind before she sort of begins to, I don't know, individualize, I would say, is, you know, really primal. I mean, she's a different species. It's not, you know, she's not good or evil. She has no moral compass. You know, this character, while it might seem evil to us kind of watching it, the darkness in her is just purely what we're kind of putting, you know, imposing onto her. And so the fact that the character doesn't say anything, it was sort of a reminder that she's not necessarily, not that she's, you know, like vacant, but that she's just shut off. The human, in quotes, part of her is just turned off.
It's a role that that has very little dialogue. So was that a challenge for you, trying to figure out other ways to convey what was happening, also convey what was happening in the mind of someone who is not human?
You know, the performance was almost like a meditation in a way, because, you know, those thoughts just had to come through and like leave and not stay there. Otherwise, like, it was very obvious that this character was having an inner life, which she doesn't have to begin with. Different challenges, I guess, but I feel very fortunate that I able to do challenging work like that.
Well, we feel fortunate that we got to sit down and talk with you today. We are just so thrilled we got this chance. Thank you so much, Scarlett Johansson.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.